crypto PACs spent $9 million backing winners in Texas primaries. Crypto-aligned political action committees poured roughly $9 million into the Texas primary cycle and walked away with wins in both parties, according to a CoinDesk report dated May 27, 2026. The spending concentrated in House primaries across the state signals that the industry intends to enter the 2026 midterms with a much larger checkbook than it brought to 2024. The detail that matters: the PACs split their money across Republican and Democratic contests rather than pinning the strategy to one party. That bipartisan posture echoes what Fairshake, the largest crypto super PAC, did in 2024, when it spent over $130 million across primaries and general elections regardless of party label. A bipartisan checkbook, not a partisan one, CoinDesk's framing is that the Texas results were a test run for what the industry plans nationally. By writing checks to winners in both primaries, crypto donors made the same bet twice. The candidate most likely to win the general election will owe at least part of the win to crypto money, regardless of which party they sit with in Washington. That structure also blunts the most obvious counterattack. A PAC that only funds Republicans can be painted as a partisan tool. A PAC that funds whoever is most receptive on digital asset policy is harder to attack on ideological grounds because the spending tracks an issue rather than a party. Texas is a useful proving ground here. It has primaries with real contests in both parties, several House seats where the primary effectively decides the general, and a delegation that includes both crypto-friendly Republicans and Democrats who have signed on to bills like FIT21 and the Genius Act in earlier sessions. $9 million is large for primaries, small for a midterm. To anchor the $9 million figure, it is enormous by the standard of state-level primary spending, where a single House race rarely sees that much in outside money from one issue group. It is small relative to what the industry deployed in 2024, when Fairshake alone ran past $130 million for the cycle. If the Texas number represents only one state in May, the full 2026 cycle could comfortably eclipse 2024 once the general election spending begins. For context on what the industry is defending, the FDIC's BSA stablecoin rule is currently moving through the federal regulatory stack, and the Fed is weighing direct settlement access for crypto firms. Both items have direct revenue and operating implications for stablecoin issuers, exchanges, and custodians that have been writing checks to political committees. House primaries are efficient targets for issue spending. House primaries are unusually efficient targets for issue spending. They are cheap relative to Senate or presidential races, the electorates are small, and a single passee can swing a result with a few million in TV and digital. Crypto PACs in 2024 used this exact playbook in Maryland, North Carolina, and California, knocking out incumbents seen as hostile to digital asset legislation. The Texas tranche fits the same pattern. The passees do not need to convince winners to vote against their party. They need winners to vote for industry-friendly bills when they come to the floor, and to not co-sponsor measures that would impose bank-like rules on protocols and DeFi front ends. The stakes for stablecoin policy. The most exposed surface in current legislation is stablecoin issuance. The Genius Act framework, which the FDIC is now implementing piecewise, sets out reserve, audit, and AML requirements for permitted issuers. Industry PACs are spending in part to keep that framework from sliding toward a tighter bank charter model that would push issuers into the same regulatory perimeter as commercial banks. The Texas spending does not change any specific bill, but it shifts the political math for the candidates who win those primaries. A first-term House member who took six figures from a crypto PAC has a clear incentive to read industry-friendly language carefully before voting on a stablecoin amendment in 2027.